Through some malachas and malachas in Hilchos Shabbos, going through a topic which you probably said right away, it's not a chana negate to me, and you probably don't hear shiurim too often on these malachas, but we're just going to take the chalakim which are relevant. Malachas we're doing are Zireah, Chorish, and Ketzer, which we'll go through the chalakim which can be very negate. So let's start with Ketzer. Ketzer is malachas now, custom on Shabbos, so there are cloud, we're not farmers, not cutting things down, but it does happen with children. A couple of times, I walk to my kids, and like they see a nice flower, and they want to like just cut it off and take it. So, you know, they're, can I take this? The answer is no. It's a problem of Kaitzer on Shabbos, and they would not be mutter for them to go ahead and cut it off. Now, Chazal asserted that you now be mishtamish with a tree. You can't use a tree. A gezerah, then maybe you'll come to up on the tree and go ahead and cut some. Therefore, it says that if something's on a tree, you know, I'll take it off. We can't put something on a tree on Shabbos. So where's the Negev? Went around the bar, so I was walking back late at night in Lakewood. It was late at night, and like, I was looking down. All of a sudden, my hat, like a low branch, my hat got stuck onto the tree. Like it fell off, went to the tree. Now Shabbos, am I allowed to take it off or not? Or sometimes somebody could be walking, and your talus gets stuck. So the passage is the Isser of Mishtamash Milan. You can't put something on a tree, you can't take something off a tree, and it's a problem to do it. It happens a lot of times the kids are playing ball and the ball gets like stuck in a tree. And they want to go ahead and take it down. Same thing, it goes into the Xer. It's Isser.
The talus is completely off you and on the tree.
Well, if it's half and half, the question is you're I don't know, saying that if it's half and half, and her is still on the tree, right? It's half on the tree. I mean, her, you have a problem. Choyah, saying you have a problem, you know, take something off a tree. By taking, Bimishtamish is putting something on a tree and taking off a tree. You know, it says not to put on it, something on, you can't take off. So something gets stuck there, then it's, then the ball gets stuck there, the house gets stuck there, things like get stuck there, then the pastor says, then it's a problem. It's a big problem. Now, what's considered a tree? A tree is a tree. Sometimes the little bushes, there are some which are makeable. If it's less than 10 tefachim, if it's small, if it's short. But if it's something bigger, you know, it's a problem. You can take some of a tree. There's a halacha that you're not allowed to climb up on a tree. So if somebody climbed up a tree, he goes up amazed, so then it's also for the person to come down. The person has to step on the tree for the rest of Shabbos. If it goes up a shagig, so then. The shaykh with the lady, it makes us later. The kid told me once there's like 14-year-old kind of climb on a tree. They demand to stay the rest of Shabbos. That's all. You go on a tree, you're not allowed to come down. So there are some materium, not so many of them, but let's just start. If it's a kid. So if it's a kid, then the more complicated the kid climbs up on a tree. So if it's a kid, the halacha is mezid is also a shagig mutter. So the question is, can we say a kid is always like a shagig? Because, you know, can I get a chinuch? He's young, he's always like a shagig. So maybe mutter for a child. Could be even if it's a get a chinuch, it's still funny. It's a shagig. Also, it says you need a bathroom covered recently. Like, what do you do? You have to go to the bathroom. What do you do? I can't go. So you have to go to the bathroom. It's mutter to come down. What age should he not be climbing up on a tree?
Yeah.
Well, if he's the age that can climb the tree, he probably should not be climbing the tree. if he's that age. So that could be an issue. Now, one of the issues of Mishnah Bilin is, you're not allowed to, also, we're not leaning on a tree. A lot of times, like, you want to tie a shoe against a tree, or you just lean against a tree. So when you get leaning against a tree, the Berlacha comes out that it depends what type of tree. If the tree is something which is a strong tree, and you're not moving it, and you're not leaning so hard onto it, like you won't fall. You're not leaning so hard onto it, you won't fall if you move away the tree, it's okay. But if it's a situation that you would fall if you move away the tree, then that would be a problem. So a lot of times, like you try, you know, you tie your shoe against a tree, or sometimes like you have a chair and like you go like that and lean against a tree. Like if you move away the tree, you would fall. That's called being mishtamish b'ilan, and then that won't be a problem. One other halacha in the gate trees is that the halacha is, let's say I have a swing on a tree. Can you use a swing? Or you have like a hammock. volleyball nets, right? That they tie the trees. What else do we tie the trees? Laundry lines sometimes, right? You have laundry lines tie the tree. So halacha is that you the side of the tree, you not use the side of the tree, but see the sudden's mother. So what's together the sudden, what's good to see the sudden? If you have something like attached to the tree, so then that's also, you can't use it. If it's attached to something which is attached to the tree, let's say so you have like a hook, you put a nail, and it's hooked onto that, and that's called stide stada and smutter. So for all these cases, if your hammock is directly on a tree, that's a problem. You can't swing on it. But if it's on a hook, which or it's on a nail, which is attached to it, then it's going to be okay. So that's chazer kaitzer, we're going to go on and we're going. Because we said kaitzer is going to get cutting things off, it's going to get children, they can't cut flowers or something like that. Playing with bushes, that's going to be a problem. There's an isser to be mishtamas for the tree. You can't put something on a tree. You can't take something off a tree. We said the ball gets stuck there. Your hat gets stuck there. No, it's a problem. What do you do, I guess? You get a guy. If your hat gets stuck there, so you get a guy. Probably get a guy. You take it off. Why? Because only it's a darbana. So it's just a shvus makai tzairich. If you don't have a Shabbos hat, it's covered in brius. So in that situation, again, I guess you get a guy. Now, like, go up on a tree. If you go up on these, you have to stay the rest of Shabbos, so you get allowed to come down. Cover the breeze, you can come down. If you could jump, also, if you can jump, that's not called Mishnah going down. You can jump off the tree, then that's also, that's. What? No, but leaning, how do you know without leaning against the tree? If you jump off the tree, it's okay. It's only called, Mishnah is only problem climbing down the tree. If you go up a tree, even though you have to stay the mezid. It says if you're using the tree, then you can't go down. But if you jump off, then that's okay. We said cut the passage consider shaking. Leaning on a tree, if you're gonna fall, is the problem. The stud them is also seasons gonna be mutter. If we said like we put a ladder against a tree, is gonna be also a swing on a tree is gonna be a problem.
By a volleyball net,
that's
called using it, not putting.
Oh, it depends if you you're not using a volleyball net. And if not.
Yeah,
you have a ladder what?
It's like slats of wood to make a ladder.
Yeah. If it's attached to any other, that's okay. What do you mean? Oh, is one thing attached? No, if it's one thing. Of course, if you have a nail and you have it wrapped around the nail, so then it's like seated stuff. If you nail it into the tree, that's not seated stuff. It's one thing.
So the hammock itself, the hammock is a strength. So
what do you say?
The
what?
Every hammock tree around the branch. You can wrap the string itself.
Yeah.
So every hammock, if it's attached to a metal piece,
that's about the, yeah.
So most of the actual string is attached
to the string, then that's okay, yeah. Okay, so one of the Harisha. So Harisha is.
We'll
go on to the Harisha and then go on to Israel. So Harisha is basically. Is making a hole in the ground. So the Gemara says that if you make a hole in the ground, so if it's in that, or if you level off the, if you level out the ground, so in the house it can be chayav as baina, and outside it can be shaylov, maybe shaylov chayisha. So where's the Negev? Right again, sukkahs. Like if you want to put like a chair down, and like times you want to lay on dirt, like you make a hole, you put it in. So that's mamash problem with chayisha. Maybe putting the chair down, and therefore you shouldn't. A sukkah, you should have a surface on the bottom, because otherwise, when you put a chair down and you're wedging it in, that could be a problem of harisha. What? Definitely with standard. If you don't do a kavanah, let's talk about a bench, dragging a bench. The Gemara says you drag a bench. If it's a heavy bench, psikresha, then it's a problem. If it's not a psikresha, then it's not going to be a problem. He wants psikresha. Shatzin discusses the ma'aseh psikresha. Nichilei klachiyad. He says, still, it's not so great to do it. Where's Negea? So the shayla is, can you wear high heels on Shabbos? If you walk in the dirt, when you wear high heels, so you're making like holes in the ground. So it's not so great. The only heter really is to say it's like klachiyat, sikresh leinichlei, walk in tzarech gadol, right? You need high heels. And that's the serif to go ahead and be make them.
What
was that in the name? That's what you're talking about. Important, you know. I imagine wearing high heels is so uncomfortable. It's very hard to walk in or whatever. Obviously, must be very important to, like, to bring out heels, right? No, right.
Sand.
I mean, dirt for sure is a problem.
Dirt,
yeah, mom's a problem. That's
it's
any scabbing, but your mom's mom's gonna make it the case. I was just looking for sure. Yeah, I should put something down because we need a sukkah.
That's what everyone's doing.
Yeah, everyone's doing that. Saying so, you definitely should put down like a plastic.
Is that
it's a problem. It's still a problem. You're doing a mice.
Sometimes you
wedge
the plastic chairs. How far is it
going to
go
in? Aser, this is a Rain Again, every single week. That, because I came along and asked her that zero to mashu gumis is you now a sponge in your house. Because olden days the houses weren't like this. They weren't tiled and they weren't, there was dirt. Therefore, it says you can't sweep, you can't sponge. And you now a sponge, zero auto, you might be shy. If you flatten something out, then. And that's going to be us. So Gezer Atum Mashra Gumis is going to be us, sir. And that's usually not a sponge on Shabbos. Therefore, the reason why you can't sponge on Shabbos is because problem Mashra Gumis, it's Gezer.
Sponge?
What?
Sponge?
Yeah. As opposed to what?
No.
The sweeping also, the two is from the sweeping and the sponging. Sweeping will make it when all the houses are Mertzif. The sponging will not make them, for whatever reason. But because there's so the passage is sweeping more of a tzairach, therefore they make a one called by some roots of a sponge, they weren't make that, so it comes out. So therefore, our local mice, that's the reason why now it's sponge of Shabbos. So Shabbos, what happens, they'll go through a couple of scenarios. Well, let's say it's happened, gosh, a couple of times, the kids turn on the water of the sink and like overflow all over the place, the water all over the dining room. So now can you sit there getting rid of the water? Is that a problem? You're not allowed to sponge on Shabbos. So Mr. Carella said that's not called sponging, it's called just getting rid of the water. Sponging is like putting water down, you're cleaning it, if you're just getting rid of the water because it's there, he said that the mice is not going to be a problem. Next case, Shabbos, Erev Shabbos Purim. So people throw up all over the floor. So like there's a throw up on the floor, and can you like sponge that area or not? So Shemzama Vichesh, that's the Pesach Neman, that's only a problem with the sponge if you're doing like a whole area. If you're just doing like one spot cleaning, doing like one small area, he says it's not going to be a problem. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He says it's not going to be a problem. What do you do if like if you open seven places? I hear problem. Which has happened. But Lamaisa, if you're just sponging one area, then Lamaisa that
So
you're just cleaning one area and just like dragging, that's like I was going to say, just getting rid of the water, then that that's going to be a problem. I got the sponger hole. You're allowed to pick up the sponge hole on Shabbos. So the pashas is that the dimdar is a sponge holes. If it's a just one of those flat things, then it's a problem. The only time you pick up a sponge hole, if it has a base of chis, it has like a handle. If it doesn't have a handle, it's a flat one, it's going to be a problem. You can't pick it up. It's a problem. A Mexican slicer. If it was usher to take it up and put it down. The place in discuss, some of them aren't mamish flat. They have like indentation. It's easier to do it. So those already, the makel, that's called like it's muchach, it's made to come on and off. But a flat one, then they're going to be a problem. A lot of houses have flat ones. If not a flat one, you can't pick up the sponge at home. It's because of spot cleaning where makel. People want to know like they have clean ladies on Yontiv, can you have a goyi to sponger? So the luck with clean ladies is that you're not allowed to have clean ladies do anything. It's merely enough. You can't have anything which you're not allowed to do. If you can't do it, they can't do it, basically. Therefore, most things when you have clean lady on Yantiv, it's going to be a problem. Because whatever you can't do. Okay, so one second. So, there is a hat like this. Shavuos is just a makam kavod abrius. It's a mutter makam tzairach. It has to be tzairach gadol. So it has to be, What? If there's a lot of throw up, then yeah, Hanami, something like that. But it has to be Makam Tzairach Gadol, so that's obviously a Mutter. So there is a Heter or something called that. If you ask a guy to do something which he could do a Heter and he decides to do a Heter. For example, tell me to wash the dishes. You wash a cold, you wash it out. Tell me when it's not a Chal. Why are you telling me to wash the dishes? So if you tell him to do a cold, you didn't tell him anything. Can you please wash the dishes? If you tell him and he goes and decides to do it hand, so that's called Adaita Denavshe. It's called I didn't ask him to do it, and therefore it's going to be mutter. So Shaz, when it comes to spongers, anyway, you could do a behavior. Not really. We can do a sponge behavior, really.
What's the
name of this? What? Yeah, no, that does not have that. Yeah,
Why would you be better than
the sweet? It's not coming from a guy. No, it's not the question. There's no really no if and how it could. The only case that I guess, is the being the gas. Let's say there's like some throw up on the floor. So he's gonna clean it up. So you can do it spot cleaning, or you can sit there and use a mop and squeezing it out and if and a schita. But that's you can do it in a way a heter. So that's the situation. Since he could have done it without squeezing it out, so then that's brought down. Then that's going to be better. Okay, let's move on to Zareya for a couple minutes. So Zareya is, you know, the plant on Shabbos, not a water, the ground on Shabbos. If, for say, you want to wash your hands, I mean, you can't wash your hands if you're doing something outside, or make a picnic on Shabbos, you don't can't wash your hands outside, or on Sukkot, right? If Sukkot is a big problem, Kiddush Makom Suda, right? Big problem, Kiddush Makom Suda. If you make Kiddush in the Sukkot, you go into the house, so you have Shini Makom, it's a problem. So what people do, either Sukkot, if the sukkah is not attached to the house, what they do, they have two options. Either they come yakish and they wash it for kiddush. So I'm not so bad. I'll reach down from yakish. I'm just a prop. I'm nice and see. I don't know if it goes so well. The other eights that really basically is to wash and is bring water out to the sukkah and washing the sukkah. Now, when you're washing the sukkah, if you wash onto the ground, that's a problem of zareah. You're watering the ground and when you're causing it to grow, and therefore that's going to be a problem. Now, the Ramah brings down a toivel achmer, you shouldn't even eat outside and drink outside because maybe it's going to spill on the floor. I come to Zareya. You know those 10 Kedushim? Rama says, Toiv, Vahachmer, Shalach, Beginis, Yushanisham, Mayim, Kedushim, Shazar, Shalach, Mayim. It's very hard not to spill because I love this one. It's very hard not to spill, it says, Rama says. Everyone spills, right? So, Chumra, you know, Toiv, Lizar, but it is such a Rama which is brought down.
Drinking.
She's drinking something with water. I don't know if like a schnapps is good for the ground, right? So I don't know if it'll be a problem. But this is like water, which could water the ground. He says, "Toivel Achmer that maybe it's very hard not to spill, and therefore it's going to be a problem." So it's, I guess, what's in the game is flowers. People buy flowers for Shabbos. So Shemitah is a little complicated, Kiyadua, right? In terms of buying flowers along those lines. I go over 2 seconds in terms of flowers during Shemitah. The issue of flowers, you're a Bacher, young man. You're a Bacher. Oh, it's way Bacher, half Bacher. Okay. Well, I go with flowers. So the Shabbat of Negev flowers during Shemitah is like this. That in Negev, there's 2 things in Negev Shemitah. There's Kedusha Shemitah, and then there's. What time is it? 9 o'clock. What time is it? Okay, Kedusha Shemitah, and then there's. Issues of Shamar v'Neved. In the Gea, where the flowers have Kedusha Shemitah, so the Shamar is a suffix. Does Besamim have Kedusha Shemitah or not? There's certain rules when you have Kedusha Shemitah, when you don't have Kedusha Shemitah. The Shamar is a suffix where Besamim, and basically Shamar comes out like this, that if you have something which is Lenoi, just for niceness, there's no Kedusha Shemitah. If it's something which is used for smelling, then it's a suffix in the Shamar, no Akhra. If it's Besamim was used for cooking, they wouldn't have Kedusha Shemitah. So flowers,
cooking
for sure has. Reyach is a suffix in Shami, no achra, has nashes machmer, fine. If it's just Lenoi, the way the Rosh Hashanah, the Lenoi Shami, that there is no Kedusha. There's no Kedusha. What does Kedusha mean? That when you do your flowers, you can just throw them out, you don't join the Kedusha. Okay. The reason why you need a hechsher for flowers is because there's a whole separate sugya in Shemitah that even saying there's no Kedusha, there's isra to work the ground in Shemitah. There's isra of Nevad, you know, work the ground in Shemitah. You have to map all the fields in Shemitah. Something which is a Shamar or a Nevad on Shemitah, big machlokes we showing them, what's the lach of a guy doing to it? He has field, he wasn't mafkar. What's the lach? Does it come out or not? Or we plant them on Shemitah, we use them on Shemitah. So, it's machlokes rashi and tosis on Yivam, it's kufchav, teizam alaf, kufchav alaf. Machlek is whether if Shamar Nevet Aser or is it going to be Mutter. It's very good in so many situations, Shamar Nevet, because the Mashal, Hetta Mechira. So, let's say you buy somebody's house and they have Hetta Mechira. So, if you're dealing with vegetables, Hetta Mechira, the Haredi approaches Inkan Hetta, Inkan Mechira, and it's nothing. Fine. So, let's go with that for right now. Let's figure out Shemitah at a different time. So, if you're dealing with vegetables. So vegetables, the halacha is that chazal, acid, or all vegetables, is for svichim, like zeri, you come to plant it. You can never have vegetables which have kedusha shemitah, which are going to be mutter. Come on. my every single case. Therefore, you don't have to make your vegetables, it's not much answer. Dead. And if you cook it, could be able to catch your pats if you hold it's not good. The fruits, on the other hand, there's no Isra Svichim, the only Isra Shaila is they are Shamar Venevich. Shamar Venevich is very big Machlaikis, Rashi Tosfos, and Machlaikis Adiyam Azeh. And that's why on flowers, that's what I mean extra. I mean extra, there was no Avida done to it. Because if Avida was done to it, then it's probably Shamar Venevich, and Shamar Venevich is doing Machlaikis. Chazan said, we'll make Shamar Venevich, like something very, very important. So flowers can be very, very important, like that, but... What? There's no, because that's it, there's no Kedusha. Even with the Kedusha, I can't plant things in Shemitah, I can't work the land in Shemitah. I can't, like, cut the bushes in Shemitah and still promise them. But that's why they're going to that. So you have your flowers with a Hekshar. I'm not sure if they have this time Hekshar around. I spoke to Arafat, had a meeting with him. He wasn't sure if he was going to have Hekshar on flowers this year. He said, very, very hard. It's starting around now.
Starting
around now. It wasn't sure if it was going to be actually very difficult. Okay, anyhow. So flowers, and we get flowers on Shabbos. If you put flowers into water, and they didn't open up yet, so that's called Zerei. You're causing them to open up. If any flower which didn't open up yet, they're opening up it, you're not allowed to put it into water. Even if it opened up already, you're not allowed to put it into new water. If it was in water on Shabbos, you took it out a second, then you can put it back in. But if you're putting in for the first time, you're not allowed to put flowers into water Shabbos, Siddur Tircha, and it'll be usher to do it. So kids, if it's opening up still, you can never take it and put it out. If it already was opened, so you're allowed to put it back in, but you can't put it into new water. You can move it around, but you just can't put it back into the water. For the fire itself, you could just hold it, I don't know, put it wherever you want. You can put it back in without water. But you can't put it back into the water. But the existing water, which is there, you're able to put it back. What? If that open, it's still opening up, then it might could be a problem. Well, that's a lot. I'm going to get plants. I get plants very complicated. I don't have plants. But now I move plants around, that's all just any not good. Shemitah also is very complicated, moving it around. It says like if you take something on the ground, you pick it up, so you just took away the Yerika. Therefore, that's going to be a problem. Because the plants are very, very complicated, and I guess it's not... Yeah.